sleigh bells ring, are you listening?
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Building the Bakken is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about the facts of the energy industry. Here at the Crude Life Media Network, we generate positive energy. Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and the industry, those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the day-to-day oil and gas industry. On today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we talk with Dan Hedrington with SEH. He talks about the public meeting coming up for the Davis Refinery, how they made a major milestone. They got approved for the air quality permit, and in full transparency, they want to make sure that the people know about the public meeting coming this January to Dickinson, North Dakota. Plus, Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. You are not going to want to miss this interview. We get an update with him. He explains why it's a five-generation play, gives examples exactly why it is a five-generation play. That is very good. But then he talks about how the global economy has changed the workforce. Quick little preview. All those jobs available in the Bakken right now, they will be filled over the next 2 years, if not by somebody from North Dakota, Texas, or Oklahoma. The nice man over in Ghana may be headed to Watford City to take that job. Lynn Helms coming up just a bit later in the program. And then Terry O'Claire, director for the North Dakota Department of Health, he confirms the air quality permit for the Davis Refinery, and we go from there. He gives us the next timelines for that project. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Plus, Blind Joe performing Christmas music all episode long. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Yeah. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face unafraid, plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, let's go walking in a winter wonderland.
It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
To see Eric Hatch grow his business and then start to share it with other people, I think is one of those great steps in life. You know, what do you do in society? You succeed at a thing and then you teach other people how you did it. And now to see Eric duplicating his genius across the country, I'm telling you, there's a world changer down the street, and his name is Eric Hatch.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.
Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Dan Hedrington, principal with SEH. Huge deal this week happened. Just got off the phone at the North Dakota Department of Health, and so I thought I'd give you a quick buzz to see what you thought about the news that broke this week, man. I mean, we're going to be reading about it in history books pretty soon.
I hope so, because it's pretty darn exciting. It's a lot of fun. We are So the tremendous amount of effort that's been going into this project, highly regulated project. Air permit is a very, very high-level permit that is absolutely necessary for our project. We've been working with the Department of Health air quality folks for well over a year now. It's come together very well this week, where they've posted a draft permit. We are in the beginning of a public comment period, which will kind of come together with a public meeting and for an informational meeting, and then a public hearing for comments. So we've come a long way, and things are kind of really coming together this week. So yeah, you know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Well, and really, I mean, when we're talking about the different milestones of things, is that, you know, this really is a pretty big milestone. And that's kind of why I bring up the history thing, because, you know, we do as humans, we like our milestones, we like our goals, you know, like if you're a sporting team, your first goal would be to get to the playoffs. And that's how I'm kind of looking at this, is that, you know what, this is like a big milestone. So, and it sounds to me like you guys are viewing it at least similar to that.
Oh, absolutely. So remember, if you don't mind, I'll kind of go into something just a little bit, because here's where I think the big impact is. The amount of effort that's gone through to get this project to this point, the amount of design, I mean, we're talking millions on millions and millions of dollars that have been spent thus far in order to bring in the right technologies to assure that technology is going to work appropriately for this application, and understand how all of this comes together, the modeling that's necessary, the minimal amount of emissions that are coming off of this facility. I mean, for goodness sake, there are agricultural processing facilities that have bigger emissions than this place. This is a game changer, not only for, you know, just, you know, the impact it's going to have for the local area, the impact it's going to have for the state of North Dakota, but we're talking about impacts for the nation. You know, during the hurricanes last summer, there were issues where, you know, we lost 20% of our refining capacity from Harvey alone, and then it was like 30% after the other hurricanes were going through. There's a lack of diversity in locations for refining in the United States. North Dakota ships out well over 90% of its product, of its crude oil that's being developed in North Dakota, to be refined elsewhere, and then they have to bring it back in as a product. But it's a big thing for the industry, for the emission levels that are so low on this. This is the greenest refinery that there's been. It's the emissions are so low that the other refineries aren't going to be able to help but to look at this thing and ask themselves if they can make improvements to their facilities to kind of, you know, take advantage of the technology that's being used here. So it's exciting about, you know, 8 ways from Sunday. So yeah, I agree with you. It's we're viewing it the same way. This is a big deal. We've hit a great milestone.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Henrington with SEH, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
With your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And please follow our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Listen to us on iTunes as well. Search The Crude Life. New and free downloads every single week on iTunes. Search for The Crude Life on iTunes.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, we talk with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
You do more than just regulation. You kind of do the overseeing of the whole thing. You're almost like a spokesman for the industry.
Well, it's true. That is part of my job.
Yeah.
I have a portion of the mineral resources, the oil and gas division, that's strictly regulatory.
Yeah.
That's 75% of the job. But I also have the geological survey and the work that goes on there, and that's all about evaluation and promotion of the resource.
But
So I'm the one person that kind of straddles all that. So I've got a state geologist who's in charge of evaluating the resource and really promoting it. You know, we'll be going to NAEP in February. We're involved in the Wilson Basin Conference here in May, and then I've got the other side that is the regulatory side, and we'll be going Monday to the commission to talk about rule changes.
But once a month, you put out a director's cut, and essentially, I would say 99.9% of the Bakken's information in terms of rig count and all that supply comes from you.
Yes,
yeah.
I think that's accurate. And
and
for whatever reason, the role of really tracking what's happening on the federal level with legislation and legal matters and rulemaking and that sort of thing has fallen to me. And so
big
part of the director's cut is that discussion about what's happening on the federal level with various rules that might affect the energy industry in North Dakota.
So a lot more regulatory than as well as the information based.
Correct.
Okay. Well, let's start with a little bit of year in review here. I like to do this every year with you, kind of a year in review on where the Bakken is, and then we'll talk about the 2018 outlook, which sounds like in your last director's cut, you reaffirmed that this is going to be a five-generation play. Why don't we start with that? Explain what that means, a five-generation play, because I think some people still think that $100 oil is supposed to be the norm, and that's not the case, is it?
No, it certainly is not. And, you know, we began in 2011, 2012, really looking at what the future looked like for the Bakken. And that was really the time when we began to see just how enormous the resource was, how many wells were going to be drilled, and how long they might produce. And as we started to look at that picture, we could see that it was going to be more than 100 years before North Dakota's oil production returned back to what it was pre-Bakken levels. And so when you look at that in terms of generations, that turns out to be five generations out.
Yeah.
And so I started talking to people you know, about how this was going to change the culture and the population and the economy of North Dakota, but also about the fact that we needed to think that it'll be our grandchildren's grandchildren who actually see kind of the end, the wrap-up of the Bakken. And so we need to think multi-generational as we try to do things the right way at the start of the play, so that things at the end are really the best that they can possibly be.
Well, and that brings up the infrastructure, which was a big part of the last couple of years, which helped North Dakota's economy when the oil prices were down. And we're getting to a point where infrastructure is getting pretty good, aren't we?
We are. We're getting to the point where the water systems, the highway systems, the bridges, the transportation infrastructure, pipelines, is all pretty mature. However, I think we need to look at the fact that in 2015, 2016, with the low oil prices, really it was only the highway or public infrastructure that saw a lot of investment.
Okay.
We did see the DAPL pipeline go in, and that's been a huge improvement for the state of North Dakota. But we're going to pay for that lag, that time period when prices, commodity prices, were low, and so there was no money to build gas gathering infrastructure, gas processing infrastructure, to do the next big oil pipeline and those sorts of things. And so we're looking into next year in 2019 and saying we're going to push the limits now of that infrastructure that was built in the 2012, 13, 14, and early 2015 timeframe. And we're going to have to switch our thinking to the fact we've turned the corner. We're going back into growth mode, and there are going to be demands to grow infrastructure again, particularly in the gas processing area.
That's switch your mindset is interesting. That's how I heard it, because I was just having this discussion last night at the API Christmas party with some people out there. We were talking about my business, the media business. I mean, I had to reinvent my business model considerably, and I still am reinventing my mm-hmm. business model. And, you know, it's no secret that media companies are going out of business every day. Oil and gas companies were very surprised in the last 10 years. They had to rewrite their business model mm-hmm. to where they became vocal about it. Doug Burgum, when he ran for governor, he talked about reinventing government. When you look at how the trickle-down of the economy works, you know, I mean, really, oil and gas and communications are at the top. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. you need communications to operate, and oil and gas makes everything operate. So that's where a lot of the stuff is started. I'm on my soapbox a little bit now, which I normally don't do, saying that leaders need to reinvent how we think. Mm-hmm. I've heard this through you the last few years about how we've talked about maybe we got to look at rig counts differently. Sean Kessel and I have talked about sales tax might not be the best population projection. Without getting yourself in trouble or getting political, do you think it's time that leaders maybe reinvent themselves on how they lead in the 21st century?
Oh, I think there's no question. And a big part of that is, are we understanding how much North Dakota's population is changing in terms of age and diversity and the type of housing that is in demand and the type of things that are necessary for this younger, more diverse population in order to attract workers to the state of North Dakota. And so, yeah, leadership really needs to, you know, take a look at how we've been doing things and constantly make changes in how we can do things better. You know, we've had a policy now for almost two decades at the Oil and Gas Division that we're going to go back and relook at our rules every 2 years because technology is changing that fast mm-hmm. and the industry changing even faster. And so, you know, you're constantly in revisioning, catch-up mode to keep up with what's happening with the media, what's happening with the industry, what's happening with the population. You know, it's very interesting. North Dakota's population has gone in 10 years from being the oldest and the grayest and the most rural, I guess, to having the highest percentage of millennials of any state in the nation.
We're going to take a quick pause with our interview with Lynn Helms, Director for the Department of Mineral Resources, to pay tribute to our sponsors for allowing us to keep our lights on. Our interview continues with Lynn Helms in just a moment. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
By the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's walk on, baby.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman, the baddest snowman in the whole damn town, yeah. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. The face unafraid, the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
We'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Face unafraid, the plans that we've made. walking in a winter wonderland. Let's all frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Oh, let's go walking in a winter wonderland.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host. Up next, we continue our interview with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
Do you think it's time that leaders maybe reinvent themselves on how they lead in the 21st century?
Oh, I think there's no question. And a big part of that is, are we understanding how much North Dakota's population is changing in terms of age and diversity and the type of housing that is in demand and the type of things that are necessary for this younger, more diverse population in order to attract workers to the state of North Dakota? And so, yeah, leadership really needs to, you know, take a look at how we've been doing things and constantly make changes in how we can do things better. You know, we've had a policy now for almost two decades at the Oil and Gas Division that we're going to go back and relook at our rules every 2 years because technology is changing that fast.
Mm-hmm.
And the industry changing even faster. And so, you know, you're constantly in revisiting, revisioning, catch-up mode to keep up with what's happening with the media, what's happening with the industry, what's happening with the population. You know, it's very interesting. North Dakota's population has gone in 10 years from being the oldest and the grayest and the most rural, I guess, to having the highest percentage of millennials of any state in the nation. And you know, that's going to change things, period. But what's even more interesting is if you dig a little deeper into that, and the census people will tell you that the millennials living in North Dakota are, of the millennials across the nation, the lowest percentage that live at home with their parents. And so the millennials we have are not like what you normally think of millennials across the nation. And if you talk to the folks at Job Service about the workforce demands and the people who are actually coming here to try to look for work, they're much more diverse, many from Africa, many from Spanish-speaking countries.
Mm-hmm.
It will change the face of North Dakota. And as a result, leadership needs to recognize that and lead us in the right direction down that path.
That's an interesting way, because when you look at, there are certain cities that have the momentum, they're just going to continue to grow. And I'll just name Watford City, okay?
Absolutely.
Watford City is going to continue to grow. Dickinson will continue to grow. There's a couple others maybe up in the northern part that we don't know yet. We just don't know yet. And most of it has to do with geography and the fact that technology has changed that much. I-94, the railroad system, there's a lot of just economic infrastructure that you just can't change. And you know, and so as I hear you speak, it's almost like that the days where, folks, you better understand that this is a global economy now. And if you don't want to live in Watford City, the nice man from Ghana and his family might.
Right.
That is really where we're at now, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Wow.
And so if you are an oil field worker and your preference is Oklahoma or Texas, there is someone from a different culture or a different place that is interested in that opportunity that offers itself in Watford City. But think about the difference in a Watford City 10 years from now from 10 years ago. And it's night and day. You know, it's as simple as I was visiting with a home builder here in the Bismarck area last weekend. Changed to a different style of homes, row housing, twin homes with extra bedrooms over the garage, a whole different design which appeals to these young millennial folks that are just starting out with their family, and to the older folks who are downsizing. And so it's awesome to me when I run into somebody like that who's thinking cutting edge, thinking changes are here, changes are happening, and I'm able to adapt and provide the kind of service and the kind of product that the new North Dakotans want.
So what I'm hearing is 2 years ago you started hearing John Hoven talk about quality of life investments. Last year, Doug Burgum ran Quality of Life Investments, example, Main Street Initiative. Okay, so 2 years ago we got federal saying quality of life. Last year we got it now governor saying quality of life, and here's Main Street. And now what I'm hearing is that it's a global economy, so it really is happening to where people have to understand that Watford City right now does not have a furniture store. So if you want to take advantage of some of these micro booms going on, get out and find out what they want, because it sounds like the workers are coming.
Yes.
They are coming, and it might be over the next year or two, and they might be foreign, or they might be from a different part of the Oklahoma or Texas, but I hear it. I see it. I mean, it's been happening over the last couple of years. And go ahead.
That's right. And it's been a little difficult to get people who experienced the boom and bust of the 80s and now the slowdown that we've had the last couple of years to believe that workers are still coming. You know, they saw the transient workers disappear. But those people, if you paid attention to what the polls were saying and what the census was saying, 80% of those people never wanted to have a home here in North Dakota.
Right.
They were the people who follow the drilling rigs and the industry activity that's transient, and they move wherever it is, and they super commute. But the growth, it's slowed down, but it's picking up again, and it's going to be the long-term permanent workers that are going to change things and result in filling the multifamily dwellings and the twin homes and the row homes and those kind of things. And they are not our parents' generation.
Right.
You know, not necessarily their dream to have a house in the country with 5 acres of land. It's not that way. And so you're right. I mean, the initiative that you hear about, Main Street Initiative, and quality of life initiatives, that's where our leadership needs to take us and focus on that.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, Director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like I mentioned, Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network, and all of our social media links can be found at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
As you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out of the storm. But if you really hold me tight.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
I think it's a really exciting time for our young leaders today because leaders like Eric Hatch are changing the face of what it means to lead an organization or what it means to lead a brand. He's changing that. For many years, I think that the gold standard of leadership has been somebody who is very polished and has it all together or seemingly has it all together. And throughout the years, I think that we've now, especially with technology and social media, we are drawn to what's real.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Oh, you better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Terry O'Claire, director for the North Dakota Department of Health, gives us an update on the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. Outstanding. Thank you for joining us today here. And we've been doing on our programs kind of a weekly Davis Refinery, and it's kind of been neat going around the horn, you know, listening to some of the different engineers, some of the architects. Yourself have been a part of this in the past, giving us an update. And now my understanding is that we've reached a new milestone when it comes to this Davis Refinery out in Belfield, North Dakota, with the air quality permit. So, Terry O'Clair, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, Jason, we received the application from the company back in April, and even though it was a minor source, minor being it was less than 100 tons a year, but we recognize all the interest that there is in that facility, and we have had staff assigned working hard on that, you know, looking at the application, reviewing it, you know, to see if it's going to comply with the air pollution regulations for not only the state of North Dakota, but as well as EPA. And throughout that process, we had arranged for several conference calls with both EPA and the National Park Service, and had shared the application with them. So if they had any questions, you know, we could work through that. And so that brings us to the point we're at now, is that we've completed our application review, and now we're ready to go out for public comment. And the public comment period is going to start tomorrow, December 8th. And it's going to go through January 26th.
How does that process work for someone who's wants to participate and make a public comment?
Okay. First of all, the rules require us to have a 30-day public comment period. We recognize there's a lot of interest in this, and as well as the holiday season coming up, so we actually have already extended it to a 45-day. And what we'd ask the public to do is go ahead and look at not only the permit, but all the other information we've posted on our website. And if they've got any questions on that, they can certainly submit comments in writing to us or by email. But we're also having a public information meeting as well as a hearing scheduled for January 17th, and we're going to hold that in Dickinson, at Dickinson State College. I was going to say, if they want to testify at the hearing, they're welcome to do that at that time as well.
And one more time, that the phone, I think, broke up a little bit there. It was in Dickinson, and what was that date again?
January 17th, and it's scheduled at 5:30 p.m., and it's going to be held on the campus of Dickinson State at the Dorothy Stickney Auditorium.
Terry O'Clair, North Dakota State Department of Health, with us, and I wanted to ask you about some of the new technology with this. And, you know, we talked about this before, about that's kind of a difficult task that you guys have there, is some state-of-the-art technology. A lot of it's theory-based. And so you've got to go all the way back to the manufacturer, if you will, to make sure that they're going to, you know, be men of their words, if you will. Talk to me about that process and the vetting process of this new technology.
Yeah, the company is going to be using some, you know, state-of-the-art technology, and they've submitted that in their application. And we've taken a look at that, and we've required, you know, that they provide us, you know, maybe further information on places that this technology has been used. You know, maybe it's been used in the chemical industry, not necessarily on a refinery, but we wanted to see, you know, test data that showed that. It was already proven technology that they're going to be using, because the emission rates that they're looking at are very, very low compared to any other refinery in the nation right now. Keep in mind that there's been no other refinery built in the last 50 years, so you would expect that technology has improved. But even so, we wanted to make sure that what they're telling us is true. And so we took a look at that, and it was vetted not only with us, but through EPA as well.
So not only did the state vet this technology, but you guys did run it through the feds all the way up through the EPA, huh?
We called them into the process early because we suspected, you know, they review the stuff that we send out. So we wanted to get them in early, and we had routine conference calls with them, you know, and shared the information that we had received. So as questions came up, you know, we looked at it together. The final product is this proposed permit that we have out there right now. That being said, you know, we still expect, you know, questions not only from the public, but, you know, maybe even others in the industry, and EPA could certainly still provide comments on it, as well as the National Park Service. And
to listen to the full-length interview with Terry O'Claire with the North Dakota Department of Health, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Go, you better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why.
The holiday music heard on today's program is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on Blind Joe and how to purchase his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. You'll find all the information and links to Blind Joe there. One more time, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe with some holiday music.
Better watch out, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, man, Santa Claus is coming to town, yeah.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors: MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Hurry up, Santa. I want my presents.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
When you get Eric Hatch involved in something, you get 100% of them. You get him, you get his team, you get his family, now you get his kids. This is a guy that puts his heart into his work. What I really appreciate about Eric is his vulnerability. And there's times he hits home runs, and there's times where maybe it doesn't go the way everybody hoped. But I've always respected how much he loves his work. I got to watch him give a talk at TEDx Brookings, where he gave a talk, and I saw him come into his own, where he shared uncomfortable things from his past in a way that created a teaching environment. It's been said that if you want to create competition, tell everyone your success. And if you want to create compassion, share your weaknesses. And Eric's somebody that could easily lead with all he's accomplished. And it's a long list.
To find out more information about Hatch Coaching, or to have Eric Hatch come to your company or event, visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.